Welcome to the Sicilian Secret Diet Plan Podcast. This podcast is written and presented to you by husband and wife team Dr. Sandra Camerata and Dr. Giovanni Campanile. Sandra is a psychiatrist and was born and raised in Sicily, and Giovanni is a cardiologist. They have written the Sicilian Secret Diet Plan book and podcast in order to introduce a wider audience to the wonderful taste and health benefits of the Sicilian Mediterranean diet, which will lead you onto a path of longevity and improved health span, the reduction of disease in the later part of your life. The goal is to live not only longer, but better with improved vitality and joy of life. Their motto is Be Well Deliciously.
Micronutrients, as I said, are vitamins and minerals, basically. Those are the micronutrients. Vitamins are divided into the water-soluble and the fat-soluble vitamins. And vitamins are usually important for enzymatic reactions inside the body, the creation of bone, the creation of cellular growth, ATP, DNA, all these things are need vitamins for optimal health. One concept that we have to point out is that many times we talk about the minimal amount of vitamins you need not to get sick from a low vitamin content, but that's different from the optimal vitamin content in your body. So those are two different concepts. One is the minimum amount not to get a disease from vitamin deficiency or mineral deficiency, and the other is the optimal amount that you need for optimal wellness. So that's something to keep in mind. We usually want vitamin D levels. Vitamin D levels, if they're below 30, usually are too low and can cause a vitamin D deficiency. But optimally, we'd like to see the vitamin D level between 40 and 80, just for optimal function. And that's how, in functional medicine, that's how we look at things.
So the thing is that while the majority of Americans, at least Western adults, don't have many macro deficiencies, most of adults do have micronutrients deficiencies, because the diet, of course, all American diets, is rich in carbs, in fats, in proteins. But when you don't eat enough fruits and vegetables, that is where you start lacking your nutrition. So your micronutrients can be significantly impaired, while your macronutrients might be okay.
So the water-soluble vitamins are mainly the B vitamins. And to start out with, there's vitamin B1, which is important for glucose metabolism, as we've been talking about. And it's important for the transformation of carbohydrates into glucose for the formation of energy. And B1 is, all these vitamins are necessary for life. You know, and good sources of B1 are usually rice, pork, fish like trout, black beans. These are all good sources of vitamin B1. Now, vitamin B2 is also called riboflavin, and it's important for the formation of certain coenzymes in the cell for cellular growth and fat metabolism. And these enzymatic reactions are very much dependent on these B vitamins. And good sources of riboflavin or vitamin are eggs and organ meats, like liver. And a lot of people don't like organ meats, but we do recommend in small quantities, like once a month kind of thing, you can eat some organ meat, which you know, I like, some people don't like, but...
The intense flavor can be adjusted if you add a little bit of ground meat. Again, we recommend meat in small amounts, but the good meat, the grass-fed, the grass-finished meat can be very helpful. So if you make a burger with healthy meat, add a little bit of the organ meat, and you can get those other vitamins B that are necessary for your health.
And always source your meat. You know, We're not against eating meat. Our diet is not a vegetarian diet. The Mediterranean diet, and our version of it, the Sicilian version, is an omnivore diet. So you eat everything, but in small quantities. You know, we eat recommend chicken and meat in small quantities. You know, the animal protein source that we recommend the most is fish. And another B vitamin, water soluble, is vitamin B3 or niacin. And you may have heard of this. It's used therapeutically sometimes to lower cholesterol, although we don't use it that much for that reason anymore. And it's also very important for the formation of energy in the cells, ATP. And again, a good source, food sources are organ meats like liver, turkey, and these are salmon and tuna. These are all good sources of vitamin B3.
So variety, that is what we are stressing today, variety. Variety of foods is variety of, it's like the rich soil that we were talking about. And the more variety you have, the healthier you're going to be and the healthier you're going to feel. You're actually going to feel the difference.
And then another B vitamin is vitamin B5 or pantothenic acid. And this is very important for metabolism of fats, how you metabolize fats in your body. And
so this is another important concept, the synergy of food. We don't eat. That's why supplements are not always the best thing, because we need to eat a food that attaches to another food to have the best absorption of all these nutrients. One of the things that ancestors were really, really incredibly good at discovering is that when we're going to talk more of the not water-soluble vitamins, the ones that need the fat in order to be absorbed, they added a little bit of extra virgin olive oil to their salads or to their vegetables to have that happen. So, and that is what you were talking about right now, right?
And it's very important to understand that we don't understand everything. You know, it's we know that a certain way of eating is healthful, and blue zone people around the world who eat in a certain way live longer with great brains to an advanced age. And it may be that, you know, when you look at a food and we look at certain elements in that food that are healthful for us, like let's say in a tomato, lycopene, but there are probably 20, 30 other components in a tomato that work together with the lycopene to make it work that we don't know about. So we know that certain compounds are good for our health, but we don't know the whole story. So it's always better to eat the whole food.
And the interesting thing then through times people discovered is that whatever nutrients you can get from the tomato, you're getting better nutrients if you actually cook it. So that was discovered. Tomato sauce was created, and beautiful thing. But we get more nutrition from that tomato sauce than eating the raw tomatoes. Interesting.
So getting back to vitamin B5, which is pantothenic acid, important for fat metabolism. Good sources, again, are organ meats like beef liver. But shiitake mushrooms is also a good source. Sunflower seeds. These are all great sources of vitamin B5. And then there's a vitamin B6, which is pyridoxine. And this is very important for neurological function, like neurotransmitters need vitamin B6 to work properly. And so that's why it's important when we eat to have a good diet that's full of these macro and micronutrients for brain function, for heart function, for all these things. And good sources of vitamin B6 are, again, organ meats like liver, chickpeas, tuna, salmon. These are all great sources of vitamin B6. Then there's vitamin B9, which is folate, super important. A lot of people take folic acid supplements. We give it to pregnant women. Folic acid has a lot of functions, but one of its most important functions is stabilizing DNA, which is our genetic molecule. So it's basic for life.
And that is another thing that has been recently studied. And we're learning a little bit more about that. That folate that comes from food, because it stabilizes the DNA, helps with neurological function, and that's why it's so important for pregnant women to take. We have eliminated or decreased neurotubal defects dramatically by introducing this vitamin for pregnant women. But then there is a possibility that too much folic acid can actually increase the risk of cancer. So there is probably a difference of taking something through pills forms versus taking it through food in the way our body recognizes and utilizes because of the complexity, like Giovanni was talking about, of all these other components of the whole food.
And that's usually you can't overdose when you get it from food. You can overdose on certain things when you take it as a supplement. And again, folic acid, some foods are fortified with the artificial form of folic acid. But folic acid is found in avocados, rice, asparagus, and also in organ meat.
So look for a whole diet instead of that necessarily supplementing it.
And then the B vitamin, which is very important, is vitamin B12. B12, also called cobalamin, is very important for many functions of the body, including DNA synthesis. And in fact, if you have low levels of vitamin B12, you can become anemic because the red blood cells cannot form properly. And so B12 is an important source of vitamins for energy. And again, beef liver is a good source. Clams are a good source. Fish like tuna. And so it's your diet can be a very good source of vitamin B12.
So vegetarians, you do need to take it as a supplement. Because there are no many other plant-based foods that can have enough B12 to maintain a healthy.
Yeah, what we usually recommend to vegetarians is make sure they use nutritional yeast, which has vitamin B12. And that can be a good way to get the vitamin B12 if you have a vegetarian diet. Now, the other important water-soluble vitamin is vitamin C, or ascorbic acid. And this is, again, a very important nutrient. We know that you can get very sick and die if you don't get enough vitamin C. When people started traveling by boat for long distances and they didn't have vitamin C in their diet, they got a disease called scurvy. And it's a breakdown of the collagen or the fibers in your tissues. And it can become very serious. So, we need vitamin C for our connective tissue. And there are a lot of good sources of vitamin C in diet, like citrus, oranges, lemons, bell peppers, broccoli. These are all great sources
and
of vitamin C.
And of course, you need vitamin C throughout the year, because it protects you from viruses. It's very good for immunity, vitamin C. But the seasonality of foods helped us also to discover that there are not many fruits in the winter. But the fruits that are there in the winter are actually the fruits that are the richest in vitamin C, like oranges, lemons, grapefruits. And so the environment really helped us to protect us from colds, from viruses, when we spend more time indoor and we can transmit it more easily. So thank you, nature, for being so smart.
So the next category is fat-soluble vitamins, and that's vitamin A, D, E, and K. And vitamin A is also referred to as carotenoids. And this is when we talk about the vast coloring of different vegetables. Each vegetable has different amounts of carotenoids in them. And vitamin A is very important for a lot of different functions, especially vision. Your vision is dependent on vitamin A. And so good sources are green leafy vegetables.
Again, we're going to add a little bit of olive oil.
Tomatoes.
Because they are fat soluble.
Right.
So if we eat a vegetable that does have vitamin A or vitamin K, you're going to be talking about another vitamin that is fat soluble, we need to add a little bit of fat.
Well, A, D, E, and K, these are the fat soluble vitamins. You should have a little, it doesn't have to be a lot. Like eat it with some olive oil or, you know, eat it with food. Eat these things as part of a complete meal. If you take it as a supplement, it's also important to eat it with food because you absorb it much better if you, let's say, you take vitamin D when you take a little bit of fat with it.
So when we cook our fish, who has the vitamin D, we're going to add a little bit of a condiment to it.
Vitamin D is very important for a lot of functions. It's we get vitamin D from sunlight. Our skin is able to create vitamin D. And we also get it from some foods. But vitamin D is very important for many different things, including bone metabolism.
And including depression. There are a lot of studies that show that actually children that are born from mothers with vitamin D deficiencies have a higher incidence of depression or even other chronic mental illnesses like could be bipolar and schizophrenia. So vitamin D is essential at the beginning of your life.
So the next one is vitamin E, which is an important antioxidant in our system. Vitamin E is best gotten from food because excess vitamin, too much vitamin E in our as a supplement can be counterproductive. Antioxidants can help us, but they can also hurt us in high quantities because theoretically they can help promote cancer cells.
So it doesn't happen when you take it from food.
Correct. So we usually do not recommend supplemental vitamin E, but we do recommend good sources of food with vitamin E in it. And, good sources are wheat germ, almonds, sunflower seeds, and oil, hazelnuts, and peanut butter. And peanuts are also good sources. And lastly, it's vitamin K. Vitamin K, there's two forms. There's vitamin K1 and vitamin K2. And vitamin Ks are very important for blood coagulation. The blood, when we get cut or something happens, the blood has to stop bleeding. And vitamin K is important with that cascade of blood coagulation. But it's also important for bone metabolism. And so a good amount of vitamin K in your system is very
essential.
Important for this.
So now we can go back to the macronutrients and talk about fat, because fat are necessary, right? Fats are necessary to absorb our vitamins. They're fat soluble. So we need fat, not just for that, but we need fat because it's also like carbohydrates are a form of fuel for our body. It's essential for us to live well, is to have a certain amount of fat. And again, like not all carbs are created equal, not all fats are created equal. So we have to be careful of the fats that we eat.
If you are new to the show, welcome. And if you are returning, we are so grateful for your participation and support. We hope you go to iTunes or Spotify and subscribe to the show, leave feedback, write a review, or send questions. They love questions and look at every question that is submitted. The content of the Sicilian Secret Diet are meant for educational purposes only and are not meant to be a medical diagnosis or treatment advice. A doctor-patient relationship is not created, and any questions related to your specific physical or mental health should be directed to your healthcare practitioner. So hello, and thank you for joining Sandra and Giovanni for another episode of the Sicilian Secret Diet Plan podcast.